This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. In August, we marked 10 years since devastating floods swamped New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. A decade later, the city is in full swing again, with all kinds of initiatives aimed at building and rebuilding community. Earlier this month, I spent some time at Grodat Farm, a 7-acre patch of land in City Park, where for the past 6 years, kids from around the city have been coming to learn to farm. This year, they're trying to grow 20,000 pounds of produce. The young people start their day on the farm with what they call an opener. They sit around a picnic table for a game that involves matching playing cards and snatching spoons.
It's similar to Pity Pad, right? For Pity Pad, you only need 2 matches. You only need a couple.
No, I've played it before. I'm just saying, for people who are really smooth like me could do that. I'm just saying.
The game quickly descends into laughter.
That was so awesome.
Johanna Gilligan, who founded Grodat, says the game is about bonding.
We work with young adults coming from, as you can tell, different high schools all over the city, different socioeconomic, racial backgrounds. So a lot of our focus is building strong relationships to foster an effective workplace in which each person can participate in a process of transformational change through the work of growing food.
The farm has a yearly operating budget of $700,000. It's funded through a mix of earned revenue, foundation, and donor support. Each year, 50 students participate in the program. Like 18-year-old Deja Robinson, whose favorite vegetable is kale. She's been working on the farm for 2 years. She took me on a tour of orange trees, the herb garden, and rows of kale and collard greens.
Coming into Grodat, I was like a pretty bad child, like always fighting and things like that. So when I came here, it gave me more to do with my time outside of like running the streets with people I shouldn't be running the streets with.
Do your old friends ever say like, girl?
I mean, a lot of my friends like farming, like, you don't farm, one year girl and you're black. Like, you know, that's always the comment that I get from people around me. I'm like, don't knock it until you try.
Robinson is headed to college in January and wants to become a police officer. For 20-year-old Yasmin Davis, working on the farm taught her what's healthy. Her favorite vegetable is radishes.
When I first came here, I used to eat a lot of fast food. I was not very aware of the food that was around me and how it was grown or why it was grown the way it was grown.
She now studies sociology and public health at Tulane. Deja adds there's another health benefit.
I'm getting toned. Like, my legs are getting toned from always doing squats while we're weeding. So, I mean, it's better than being in the gym right now.
Both young women say one of the best things here is that while 70% of the produce is sold, the young farmers get to take home the rest. If 20,000 pounds is their goal this year, that's a lot of radishes and kale.